Shall we do that? You want to do that? Richie, let's talk. Roberta, you want to talk?
Sure, boss. Whatever you want to do.
Really?
Wow. I don't want to talk. Okay.
Really? Okay. What do you...
Just because everybody was being so agreeable.
Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Kenny, you want to talk? Ken Kessler is here.
No.
Why not?
Why not? 888-302-3684. Later in the hour, Andrea Metcalf will help us exercise our freedom, our rights, all the good stuff that is a part of, especially if you're a traveler, how do you keep yourself in shape? She's the fitness guru, always great things on her website, so we'll bring you into the exercise routine about a half hour from right now. Right now, however, in this moment in time, on the Good Day program, a controversy erupting in West Virginia, where a teenager was arrested and accused of nearly inciting a riot after a confrontation with a teacher over his National Rifle Association T-shirt. So, as you can imagine, the NRA happy to take advantage of this. And so they have supplied dozens of students, thousands of these shirts have been made, and they are suggesting that youngsters who believe in the NRA message wear them to school. The story of Jared Markham, who had the confrontation with a middle school teacher over his T-shirt, which bears the organization's logo. And then there's a picture of a hunting rifle and the phrase, quote, protect your right. Mr. Markham's lawyer said that when the teenager was told to remove the shirt and turn it inside out, he attempted to engage the teacher in a discussion, and that didn't get very far. The lawyer said he believes that his right to free speech is being threatened by all of this, and he's right. This teacher, this school district is going to have their head handed to them.
Yeah.
This is not at all.
You know why? Why?
No, because they have their rule that you can't wear any clothing
policy?
With. Yeah.
Really? But does that stand up under the test, legal test, though, Kenny?
That's, you know,
I'm not saying I'm sympathizing with this one way or another. I just wonder if it's been tested in court, this sort of thing.
If a kid comes in with pink hair or a mohawk and it's distracting and they can make them go home.
If it's against the rules, yeah.
Right.
You know. And I've always been supportive of, listen, if you're a big distraction and there is a rule on the books and you are breaking that rule, game over.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, you get into the whole free speech thing here, but if there is a rule and you are breaking the rule, that's tough, man.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know whether it seems to me that this has been tested in one way or another from in the courts, whether it holds up or not. Isn't it, though, maybe being, let's just take yourself out of it. What's more important, the school's right to control the atmosphere or somebody's right to free speech? What's more important? Aren't you glad I asked?
Well, I think, I mean...
By the way, this is not the Ryan Lochte interview where he doesn't say anything after he's asked the question.
I think you have to think about it because, you know, the deal is with school, I think you're doing kids a disservice when you don't make them follow the rules. There are rules in life, and if there are rules in your school, you should have to follow them. Mm-hmm. And, you know, yes, everybody has a right for personal expression, but if your school, everybody also has a right to follow the laws of the country, or in this case, the laws of the school, you know you're going there, you know the laws are on the books, so you follow them. It's what good, upstanding Americans do.
Right, Americans.
That's right.
Upstanding, and they are mild. All right, so just can you imagine this conversation being held in your daughter's school, Roberta?
Yes, they're not allowed to wear shirts with logos that might be deemed offensive by anyone.
Mm-hmm.
And you're okay with that?
I'm absolutely okay with that.
Yeah, see, I don't want my kid going to a school where there are no rules, where they're encouraged to buck the rules. You need structure for kids. And this is the one, yeah, sure. If I want to wear a shirt to work and...
You don't think some kids can do better without structure?
No.
Most of the time, no.
I don't.
Okay.
Have you met Lindsay Lohan? She
didn't
have much structure.
No, I know that at home, my kids need structure, they need rules, and they need to know what's expected of them. And if you don't give that and they're just flying wild, you have lost... And let me tell you something. I was at 3 birthday parties for kids, one for 6 years old and 6 year olds, and 2 for 9 year olds. And you can tell the kids who have structure and the kids who don't.
Well, I think if it boils down to what the reality is in terms of structure, we all need organization. We all need some kind of a bracket around us. And it's more for security. Children are always testing because they want to know what the boundaries are. They'll test the parents. They'll test the school.
Yep.
They'll test the church or whatever institutions there are because they want, psychologically, this has been proven over and over and over again, that we all want boundaries. We want to be fenced in. Remember the old song, "Don't Fence Me In"? That's not really what psychologists say the spirit, the human spirit, is about. It wants to know what its boundaries are. It wants to know, and the reason for that, by the way, psychologically, is because it wants to know it's safe. Without boundaries, there is nothing in terms of safety. It is all about fear. And fear motivates, we've talked about this any number of times over and over again, fear is the most horrible thing, and yet it is the most prevalent thing in most of our lives. It is a horrible motivator.
No.
And if you have a boundary that's set, then there is a certain amount of security that's set in that or by that boundary. Yes, Richard.
You raised your kids to basically tell any kind of authority figure up yours.
No, I didn't. By example, I didn't teach them necessarily. I taught them to think for themselves. My son is pretty much the way I am. My daughter is not, but she was more influenced by her mother, who didn't like the fact that I didn't like authority. It was round robin a thing, and it's just kind of the way that it is. It demonstrates in different ways. I think what has happened, though...
How do you feel that it's served your son and your daughter in the way that they grew up, respecting or not respecting authority?
How do I think it served them?
Now that they're adults.
I don't know that I've given that much thought, to be honest with you. I think it's...
I know
it's,
that you it's, haven't it's, given it much thought.
It's served... Well, thank you for that snide comment. what it's done is serve them to think for themselves, whether it's helped my son... Well, my daughter has a very successful career as a college educator and a writer. My son is now just finding his place, and it had nothing to do, really, with, you know, the circumstances that you're describing. It had to do, I believe, I don't know if fate's the right word, but I think you can find out a lot about yourself and your children if you take the time to actually examine. There are some marvelous things, as much as people think I'm a crackpot when I talk about these things. It works for me very well. That is to find out what the stars really hold for you. And I studied that a long time ago with my son, and I will tell you it's playing out exactly the way I was told any number of times.
You and I don't work well, and Brendan, the same way, working for other people.
No.
Being told what to do.
Right.
And it's a tricky world out there when you have to go out there and make it yourself.
Yeah. Well, and you are required to think for yourself in order to make it on your own. And that's not an easy thing. We're told that conformity is important. See, that's the difference. The boundary thing is one element of this, and it's good to have boundaries. But also conformity is a thing that kills entrepreneurship. I mean, how many stories can you find? Like, we keep talking about crowdfunding and new people starting businesses and stuff. The oxymoron here is that the government gets involved and gets in your face and screws up a lot of the stuff that you're trying to do just because it wants to and it can. That doesn't mean it's right. I mean, I can think of any number of people. A gentleman I know who in Buffalo, New York, a number of years ago started a business, took over a business with some friends, and the business grew and grew and grew and grew, and it thrived because of the element of resourcefulness that he and the others working with him had, to the point where it became a very valuable commodity. That wouldn't have happened in a world that where people say, we can't do this, you can't. I grew up with that. My father was always telling me what I couldn't do. Never told me what I could do, always what I couldn't do. And so my rebellion, Richie, from the natural instinct that I have, if you study my chart, November 5th, the year I was born, the time I was born, you will see that all of the stuff that my father was about, who was born at exactly the opposite point in the year as I was, this to the day, so I was exactly the opposite of him, and it manifested itself in all of these things that now have become self-expressive with regard, and it's, for the most part, served me well. I have created this radio program with your help and lots of others that somebody else doing the same thing wouldn't have done. Why was it? Was it the time I was born? Was I lucky? Was it the fact that I've worked at it hard? Was it all the people that helped? Who knows? But it all came together so that it worked. And the same thing can be said for a lot of other things, not only in my life, but probably in your life.
Mm.
And so, not to confuse the issue, but I really believe that we can mix and marry the two things, being independent and having boundaries.
Yep.
And I think that's, to go back to what Brendan is doing, Brendan is very independent. He understands his boundaries, but pushes them. And it serves him well in what he's now doing and doing well, because the story is
really funny about it too.
Oh yeah, I mean he sent me an email last week. His emails are always like mine, four sentences, but they are very poignant. He uses very colorful language to suggest that this is what I ought to do in life. One of the things that he and his sister, but he's more to the point than am I. They think I should sell the farms and move to California, because that's where they are. And, you know, that's thought has been going around in my mind for the last 4 or 5 months. And I'm not sure that it isn't something that I might not do. But that would be radical, given where I came from, because the essence of, and this is very self, I don't know if enlightening, whatever.
You're getting it all out now, aren't you?
Yeah, well, I am kind of. You push that button.
I know.
Now, and I think this is an exercise that a lot of people ought to go through. When you get to a point where things don't work, do you keep fighting? Do you keep pushing? Do you keep trying to get the square hole filled with the round pin? No. At some point, you just say, okay, it's time for me to change, time for me to leave, time for me to do something else. And I don't think that's an age thing. A lot of people get to a certain point in life and they just kind of give up. That's one thing that I will never do, and that shows very clearly on my chart. So I teach them to hopefully have that as part of their skill set. My daughter is not cut from that cloth. She is not one who would go. She's done a great job at sort of creating a new business for herself, in addition to being a prof at UCLA, and she's so proud of it, but it took a lot of work for her to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's okay in the boundaries of the system. She can teach, she can work, she can acknowledge to a point. She couldn't do it in the secondary level, and that's where, when she taught at the private high school in Cali, in Los Angeles, it didn't work for her. So she quit. So there's that much of me and or her brother there. But she's gone, and when you teach at the college level, a place like UCLA, you don't have those boundaries. You're told to do the job, and you're judged on how you make, how you come up with results, which is kind of what we all ought to be judged on. When you get right down to it, you get judged on results and not the stuff that's an intermediary. And I know this all started with
with a kid with an NRA shirt.
Right,
a 12-year-old kid.
Yeah. But, you know, is he, back to the question, is it appropriate for him to have, I listen to your argument, and I think you're right now. But I wouldn't have thought that. I didn't say that before because I'm not sure I thought that. But listening to you, and then I talk it through, and this is why conversation is so great. All of you should be having these conversations with your spouses, with your children, with people. Intelligent conversations about why. Why is it not okay for that kid to wear that T-shirt? I now buy your argument, but I wouldn't have 10 minutes ago. And I did all the talking, so
Ken started it.
Thanks, Ken.
Yeah.
Thanks for costing
us. Sorry, everybody.
All the commercial time, too, here, as I ran and raved and moved on.
Sears and Allegra and General Motors, Discovery
Cards, after the hour.
And the National Association of Realtors. Thank you.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I'm here to give you a personal invitation to my presentation, April 29th, Bethel College, Odom Lecture Hall, Room 101, Bethel Court, McKenzie, Tennessee. And I'm going to show you things that's going to save your life. I'm going to show you things that will help you avoid going to doctors for 60 years. Won't that make the medical system humble? 7 p.m., Monday night, April 29th, Bethel College, Odom Lecture Hall, Room 101, Bethel Court, McKenzie, Tennessee. It's free. Tell them Dr. Wallach sent you.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Here comes the sun. Got the original version, Richie.
No, the Beatles did the original version.
No, this is not his version. Not his original version.
Oh, okay.
Trust me, as a disc jockey, I heard the original version probably 400 times.
You know, I have to admit, I do not know really anything about Richie Havens.
Really?
Except that he was at Woodstock, he got very famous from it, and he died last night.
Yeah, 72 years of age. Here comes. Can you look in your cache there and see if you can find the other version of this by chance, or is this the only version you have? If it is, it's okay. It serves the purpose. But there's another version of it that's stronger and would be more recognizable for those who would remember Richie Havens, who, Kenny, looked a lot like a popular actor, and I'm trying to put my... I'm trying to put my voice recognition head together with my face recognition head, and I can't remember who it is, but he was in a lot of, he's in like Dirty Harry movies. It's not Roundtree, but somebody who's sort of cut out of that same cloth. Anybody remembers? We're paying tribute to Richie Havens, who died at the age of 72 last night. I think.
Let's try this one, too. This is better.
No, it's not. No.
I'm striking out.
First guitar. That's all right. I mean, we made the point. Here Comes the Sun. The great. Yeah, you're right. The Beatles did a cover of it.
The Beatles did the original of it.
Oh, did they really?
Written by George Harrison.
Okay. Yeah, that's right, too. Why didn't I remember that? Richie, I'm the jock, and you remember that. Congratulations.
You're just the expert on Richie Havens.
Not so much that. Kenny, did I miss anything that's important here to this story?
No, I was just looking at some pictures, and to me, he looks a little bit like Louis Gossett Jr.
Okay. Yeah, maybe. That's
but,
not.
But with a big thinking. Beard.
Yeah. Right. Always had a beard. A very heavy but cropped beard. Mm-hmm. 25 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Sean, listening to KTSM. Sean, good morning. Welcome to Good Day.
Good morning. As far as your NRA shirt goes, the problem actually isn't with the shirt. The problem actually lies within the fact the school won't make everybody follow the rules. The rules don't apply to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
If I walk in wearing an NRA shirt, oh, that's offensive to Joe Teacher over here, and so I have to take the shirt off or turn it inside out. But if I'm wearing a pro-gay marriage shirt, well, now it's politically incorrect.
Nah, you wouldn't get away with that either. In this circumstance,
can you please let me finish? Come on.
Finish, of course, but I'm telling you, it wouldn't make any difference.
Well, no, it would make a difference. I'm going to tell you right now. The kid that wears a pro-gay marriage shirt in there, that teacher may be offended by it. He may not be offended by it. But the thing is he can't say anything to the kid about it because then it's considered intolerant. And at that point, political correctness has jumped in, and the rules don't apply to everybody. Following the rules. Mm-hmm. If the school has the rules, then that's it. But they need to be across the board. And it's something that, you know, if everybody's wearing Hello Kitty shirts, I don't care. If they're wearing, you know, if they're wearing some other kind of funny shirts, that's fine. But if they're wearing anything that's controversial, you have to be able to say to either side of them, okay, we don't accept controversial shirts regardless of whether we agree with it or not. Because the thing is, I mean, I've got kids in school, and I've seen it. And I'm telling you, you wear an NRA shirt, exactly what happened to that kid's going to happen. But that rule does not apply to the other side.
I would agree that some opinions get more favorability than others. Yeah.
If you're asking for whether we think it's correct or not, whether you think that's the reality, I don't think I wouldn't. If you can't have one, you can't have any. And so, whether it would be because you're obviously angry about the status of the gay lifestyle in the country, and you think that people are prejudiced against the NRA, I would only suggest to you, if you look at legislation that is being looked at or passed or acted on favorably or unfavorably, you find stuff the NRA supports to have more support in some circumstances, in some circles, than the gay rights issue. But good conversation. Thanks for the call, Sean. 28 after on Good Day.
Welcome to Sears Auto Center. Wheatgrass smoothie? Kombucha colonic?
No.
Your meditation room is this way. Namaste.
Namaste. Okay.
Adding a health spa would make tire shopping healthy, but it wouldn't make it better. Better is Sears Auto Center, with extended hours and online scheduling. Plus, members get up to $130 in savings and deals after mail-in rebate on top brands like Goodyear, Michelin, and the Mighty Road Handler. This is convenience. This is Sears Auto Center. Offerings 427. Installation required. See store for details. Members are voids on qualifying purchases. Subject to full program terms available at shopyourway.com.
If you love movies where American GIs are wearing the white hats, there's a fantastic event taking place in the Washington, D.C. area this May. The GI Film Festival is the nation's only military film festival. The mission is to honor the troops through film, and no matter what kind of movie you like to watch, you'll find it there. You can also meet real military heroes, attend first-class parties, and walk the red carpet with patriotic Hollywood stars. The festival runs May 6th through 12th. Visit GIFilmFestival.com for more details. GIFilmFestival.com.
Guys, are you tired? Do you feel out of shape, unmotivated, and low on drive? Then try the supplement men everywhere are talking about, Ageless Male. Ageless Male has ingredients to help boost your free testosterone and energy levels. Listen to Jeff, a real Ageless Male user.
Before I started using Ageless Male, yeah, I was getting tired a lot. But since I've been taking Ageless Male, I noticed I have more energy to do more things.
And here's Edward, an Ageless Male believer.
Ageless Male is not like drinking some sugary energy drink or five cups of coffee. It's really about feeling like I felt 10 or 15 years ago.
Here's Richard's thoughts on Ageless Male.
Since using Ageless Male, it's really like a new source of energy for me. And the best thing is that it feels completely natural.
You can try Ageless Male risk-free to help boost your free testosterone levels and feel more energy and drive. For details, call 1-800-491-5856. That's 1-800-491-5856. Call 1-800-491-5856.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Shiny, happy place! And we're here to celebrate that with the best important and worthwhile news nuggets of the day on the Good Day program. Thanks to Rich McFadden with an MC and F and two D's. Yeah, yeah. Everybody's a MacFadden. MacFadden is the guy, for those of you who are listening.
I'm an Irishman.
WSDE up in central New York, west of Albany. There's a fellow over there who has an auction house and a tractor dealership. His name is James McFadden, McFadden versus McFadden.
You know what the Mick and the Mac stands for?
No, Richie, I'd be happy to know, though.
Son of.
That's right. Oh, okay.
That's what we call you sometimes.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah. So I am son of Fadden.
Yes, you are. Yes, you're son of
Fadden. Right. Son of
a so daughter. So MC is Irish and MAC is Scottish.
Yeah. Usually, not always, but usually.
Yeah. All right, so where does Metcalf come in? Is she the daughter of a calf?
She's a Mac Metcalf.
She's a Metcalf.
Metcalf. Met Cafe. Andrea, our fitness guru, is here in a few moments to talk about your travel schedule and how you keep in shape if you are a traveling person. We also have a little fun, a little laughter before we get to her. But before that, we have some other items of interest that are going on. We're always looking for the bright side, for the good side. Okay, so here's something that as a result of not necessarily, although we've been thinking about this with regard to the Boston Marathon tragedy, people who give and give without even thinking about what the consequences are. Such is the story of student Donovan Rainey. I don't know if you've heard the story of Donovan Rainey or not. He is in a hospital bed. He has passed all the exams. He is a donor match for a patient in need of a bone marrow transplant, and he doesn't know this person. But he decided that he wanted to give this gift. So he's at Duke University Medical Center, where Dr. Ken went. The essence of this story, he's put on hold his life. The removal of bone marrow, especially the way it's going to be done for him, they're removing it from the hip. I don't know if you know how this works. Any of you who have been cancer patients,
you know. Does it usually come from the back?
Well, they can harvest it from any number of places. When Tony had her bone marrow transplanted, they took it out of her shoulder, as I recall, somehow or other. But they get all the bone marrow. Some way they are able to harvest it in her circumstance when she had the breast cancer and had to go through chemotherapy. They harvested enough bone marrow to save her life, because basically when she had breast cancer very badly, and they basically killed her. For a month, she was in an isolation ward, and she was dead. You know, for all the only people that went into the room were me and her former husband. That was it. Nobody else went in. Nobody else saw her, and she had a lie there. Like, I mean, I went in the first 4 or 5 days. I thought, man, how is this woman going to survive from that? But between her own bone marrow and the match that came, I'm trying to remember now. This is back, heavens, this is almost 20 years ago, so I don't remember who was the other donor, but I know there was another donor involved. I've just turned myself away from the screen trying to think who it was, and I don't remember. But at any rate, that's not the point. This kid, who is a college senior, I believe, at Elon University, he got involved in the marrow donor program because his marrow is so rare. And this, not only this person, supposedly is a person lined up to get it, but the stem cells that he can create are going to help save his father's life. And apparently there's another member of the family. So his father has a life-threatening blood cell disorder, and the only way you can fix it, all of you know, I'm sure, how important bone marrow is to your health. If you don't have good, strong bone marrow, you will not live. You have to have strong bone. And in this case, this is sort of a cancer of the bone marrow and the blood cells and whatever else it is. So this kid loves his father. And he was going to do something with the next 4 or 5 months of his life, because apparently this takes a lot out of you, and you're going to have to. He's going to have to put everything in his life on hold in order to help his father survive. Mm. So
yeah,
I thought that was
a
very interesting story about life and the good sides of life. On the other side of life, the flight delays that piled up yesterday. Roberta saw it and heard the news in New York. Richie saw and heard the news in Washington. I don't think it affected Los Angeles too much yesterday, Jennifer, from what I heard. Although
A
little bit, but not a lot. This is a call to action for all those of you who want to have an impact on people's lives. This is a way for you to help. You all need to go if you don't know the story, of course, the sequester 2% budget cuts are the reason that the Secretary of Transportation, Ray LaHood, says, we've done everything. There's nothing we could have done. It's so horrible, but we can't do anything else. These people have to sit on the plane for 45 minutes or an hour of around in space before they land because we don't have enough of these traffic control
people. You're
being
penalized because they can't manage a budget.
Because they're jerks.
So they're penalizing you, so that you will give in to their wishes.
So cynical. Oh, man, is it cynical. Okay. So how did I do on that, Richie? I didn't rant for more than, what, 30 seconds?
You went 35 seconds.
35 seconds!
You were about...
I'm going to say you deserve to rant on this one, actually, because it just stinks.
I know, but we're giving Doug 60 seconds to rant on anything he wants until he gets the...
Okay, so that's the...
Please go to your corner, sir.
All right. So we need to have Andrea here in a moment, and we're going to start off our visit with her with a story about Florida senior citizens. All right, so that's coming right up here. Be prepared to laugh and be prepared to get a little exercise all together at the same time, and that comes without having to watch Richie almost naked in his gym shorts. You don't have to watch him to laugh. It's just one of those.
You're not welcome.
That's not very nice.
Yeah.
All right, so really?
Roberta can come along.
He's changed a lot. He's lost a lot of weight. He actually looks, when I saw him, we had dinner with him a couple of weeks ago, he looks much better than. I haven't seen you.
Nice save.
Was it Jenny? Yeah.
I think Doug just said you're hot, right?
No, I didn't say that. I'm not going that far.
He's my kind of guy.
Yeah, exactly. 20 before the hour on Good Day.
Welcome to Sears Auto Center. Wheatgrass smoothie? Kombucha colonic?
No.
Your meditation room is this way. Namaste.
Namaste. Okay.
Adding a health spa would make tire shopping healthy, but it wouldn't make it better. Better is Sears Auto Center, with extended hours and online scheduling. Plus, members get up to $130 in savings and deals after mail-in rebate on top brands like Goodyear, Michelin, and the Mighty Road Handler. This is convenience. This is Sears Auto Center. Offerings 427. Installation required. See store for details. Members are voids on qualifying purchases. Subject to full program terms available at shopyourway.com.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help for my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
This report brought to you by Bank of America, working with Farnoosh Tarabi, consumer finance expert. A recent survey by Bank of America found that rewards programs for being a responsible card user are becoming more popular among consumers, ranking third after cash back and merchandise. Many credit cards offer rewards for spending. However, some are now giving rewards to customers for responsibly managing their debt. Farnoosh Tarabi, consumer finance expert.
Before you get a credit card, first consider your personal spending and your payment habits. You want a card with a rewards program that fits your lifestyle and how you manage your finances. If you typically carry a balance, look for a card that has low interest and reinforces good payment practices. For example, Bank of America's new Better Balance Rewards card. It provides a $25 quarterly cash reward when you pay on time and more than the monthly minimum. And with a qualifying account, you can get an extra $5 a quarter. That's a cash reward of up to $120 a year.
For more, visit www.bankofamerica.com/creditcards. I'm Dan Marin.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you needed for your small business for free? Like a building for free, a company car for free, your business website built for free? The cost to have your website professionally built can be thousands of dollars. But for a limited time, the experts at Web.com will build your website on one of the domains that define the Internet, .com and .net, powered by VeriSign, absolutely free. And that's not all. Web.com will promote your new website in all the major search engines, like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call now to get your new site up and running in as little as 7 days, free. Call 1-800-801-4733. That's 1-800-801-4733. 1-800-801-4733. Or go to web.com/radio.
Discover card.
So that's it. I lost my job. My days of coaching football are over.
Well, that's tough, but you will bounce back. You've got our new IT card, so we'll lower your interest rate, lower your monthly payment, or find another way to help.
You'd do that for me?
Of course. You are a champion. Now, who are you?
A champion.
No, come on. Who are you?
A champion.
Who are you?
I'm a champion.
No, seriously, I need your name.
Oh, it's Steve.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Job loss support. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
I'm a traveling man.
17 before the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Andrea Metcalf is here to help you keep your shape while you're traveling. She has some important tips. Always a lot of great material at AndreaMetcalf.com and also at NakedFitness.com. The story of a Florida senior citizen, however, first, before we get to Andrea, she always likes a little chuckle, and we all like chuckles. So this guy, Richie, he buys a new Corvette.
Oh, cool.
And he drives it out of the dealership, takes off down the road, pushing it up to 80 miles an hour, enjoying the wind blowing through what little hair he has left because he doesn't know about Provia. Amazing, he thought, as he flew down Interstate 95, pushing the pedal to the metal. Looking in his rearview mirror, he sees the Florida State Trooper. Blue lights flashing, siren blaring. He floors it to 100, then 110, then 120. Suddenly he thinks, what the heck am I doing? I'm too old for this. And he pulled over to wait for the trooper to catch up to him. Pulling in behind him, the trooper got out of the vehicle, walked up to the Corvette, looked at his watch and said, sir, my shift is over in 30 minutes. Today's Friday. If you can give me a new reason for speeding, a reason I've never heard before, you will get to go. Old guy pauses for a second. He says, 3 years ago, my wife ran off with a Florida State Trooper. I thought you were bringing her back. The trooper says, have a good day, sir. Okay, that's Florida. All right. Meanwhile, we go to, you're in San Francisco this morning, right?
I am. My heart's in San Francisco.
Is it really? What's going on there that has brought your heart there and your body and your exercise routine and everything else?
Well, there's a little health and wellness summit for all the HR directors out here, and we're going to help them whip their employees into shape.
All right, so this is a very, very...
Not so much to save money on health care.
All right, but let's talk about this for a while, because many businesses, whether they're small businesses like mine or Richie's or Jennifer's, are trying to figure out how to cut down the costs, and one of the ways to do it is to have an exercise room, right?
Well, they're not necessarily an exercise room. An exercise room isn't going to necessarily save you dollars. In fact, what you're really trying to get at, this is the bottom line in corporate wellness, which is why they've kind of stagnated, is A, healthcare costs don't go down because your employees are healthier. The healthcare costs of what they're paying at the hospital keep going up. So that's something we can't really level out. So although we're trying to get our people healthier so that they don't have, you know, even a 40% increase in heart attack, which we can do and companies have done, we're trying to make them more present and happier at work. That's where the real dollar savings starts to come in, with less sick days, less turnover, and people who are actually present when they're at work and happy to be there. Mm-hmm. So corporate wellness is no longer just, hey, let's give people a pedometer and get them start walking. It's putting in a nap room. It's giving them tools.
A nap room?
Yeah. I tried to do that
room,
here.
Yeah.
Nap room. Really?
I tried to do that here, and we ran out of square footage. We ended up, needing more storage or something.
Yeah, that's a brilliant idea, by the way, because most people, after they have lunch, get a little groggy, and a 15, 20-minute nap is very, 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 very positive. Usually after I get off the air, I try to take a 15, 20-minute nap. Oftentimes it doesn't work because so many people are banging away and want to have the conversation with me about something else, but it is very, very smart. And that's one way of doing it. What about encouraging regular exercise or doing? See, one of the things I love about Andrea Metcalf is that she moves every muscle in her body every time she moves. So she's getting all of the complete workout with everything. She's conscious of it. So when she walks, when she sits, any movement requires her to use all of her muscularity. And that's what you're trying to get these people to do. Think about your body as you move, right?
You are exactly right. You hit the nail on the head. It's not just about walking down the street. It's thinking about pushing off your big toe, thinking about better posture, lifting your head, pulling your belly in. When you're sitting waiting at a table for a restaurant, how tall can you sit? It's those little things every minute that you can think about doing instead of just saying, I've got to go to the gym for 30 minutes and walk on that treadmill. Carry it throughout your whole life experience. You know, stand on one leg while you're waiting in the grocery store. And, you know, to the point that when you're traveling, you can't work out or you can't eat healthy. It's lack of planning that really is the problem here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I brought fruit and a sandwich on the plane coming from Chicago to San Francisco. Everyone in my row was like, oh, that's so smart. I'm like, yeah, it's not that hard, people. Come on.
No, it isn't.
What a sandwich.
It's being conscious. That's all it is being
so
conscious.
When you travel, what are some things you should look for in accommodations where you stay to make sure that you can keep working out?
Well, I think you definitely need a fitness room. And if they don't have a fitness room, or like today I came downstairs, there's a treadmill that when you step on it, it sounds like it's going to have something break off the bottom and start flying up at you. Or you have this universal set that the wires are all hanging off of it. You
right.
don't feel like, I got up to go work out and now I'm defeated. No.
Mm-hmm.
Get in there. Really, all you need is your body. So get in there and do some push-ups, do some planks, do some lunges, do some squats, reverse and do a reverse plank where your hands are, your butt's near the ground and you're lifting your butt off the ground, your belly's up towards the ceiling. Lay on your belly with your arms and legs. That's my favorite one for anyone who's traveling. It's called Superman because that strengthens all those muscles along the backside, including your glutes and hamstrings, that get so weak from sitting down all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So even if they have a crappy room, like we do here at this hotel,
you want to tell us what the hotel is so we stay away from it?
What?
What's the name of the hotel so we stay away from it?
I don't think it's nice to do that.
Oh.
It's not a name brand. It's just for the community.
I will tell you, Andrea, when we go to the Jazz Festival in New Orleans, and you know in New Orleans you have some late nights, nothing better than when you wake up at noon the next day to go down to the gym and sweat it all out.
Yeah. AndreaMetcalf.com has wonderful, wonderful ways of you staying in shape. Your entire body, your thought process, all of it needs to be part of the routine. Check out Andrea Metcalf or NakedFitness.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, phone toll-free 1-800-977-6119. InventHelp, America's leading invention company, has inventors' information you can have free. Get an informative brochure and other material of interest to new inventors from the company whose patent referrals have helped secure more than 7,000 patents. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-800-977-6119. That's 1-800-977-6119. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call. That's 1-800-977-6119. 1-800-977-6119.
Start life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. First, you've got to see the video that is turning the medical industry upside down. Go to HealthyBody13.com. That's HealthyBody13.com. Watch this video, then pre-register for the Spring Youngevity Convention, May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And I prescribe the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, I'm Steve Schultz, Vice President of Training here at Youngevity. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, President of the Genesis Communications Network. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'm going to be there.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge, and don't miss the Youngevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to HealthyBody13.com or call 1-800-360-8695. That's 800-360-8695.
Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. A woman done left and took all the reasons.
Oh, my heavens.
I was working for.
Take this job.
This is actually a great phone.
Shove it. It is Johnny Paycheck.
Take this job and shove it.
I don't ever feel that way about me being here, but I know some of you feel that way about being here. And I thank you for overcoming that in your mind. This is taken from the movie of the same name, which happened to be number one at the box office during this week in 1981. Take this job and shove it.
True confession time?
Yes.
Had no idea this was a movie. Like, I've always heard this song. I grew up
with
it
on country radio. It was a happening song 15 years before.
Not like it was an Oscar winner.
No. I had no idea about
but
that.
But this song was popular when I was a disc jockey on the Double T Roundup. When I first got started in the mid-60s, this song was popular. Maybe 67, 68, somewhere in there. All right, so that's that story. Chuck Curry is here with movie stories, movie moments. We start off with our movie quiz, and you're certainly encouraged to join us at 888-302-3684. Notice some days, Richie, we have a lot of participation from a part of the country or a particular radio station, and today seems to be KTSM day for whatever the reason.
Oh, yeah.
But there are people all over the place. It's just funny how folks sort of rally or come together, and it's sometimes about an issue or sometimes just something that is said, and so we're happy to have you and everybody else along with us. Here's the number one movie this week in 1989. This is such a duh. Richie's going to be waiting for the gimme, but this is just a complete duh. 888-302-3684. This is not, some people thought this movie was corny. That's the only hint you're going to get from me. Here's the first clip.
I know a lot about farming.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh,
I know a lot more than you think I know.
Well, then how could you plow onto your major crop?
Duh. What's a crop?
Yeah, duh.
Duh.
Everybody has it, right? Even Roberta's going to get this one.
Well,
I wish you would stop being so mean.
The great thing about this is...
I don't know it.
You don't know it? Yes, you do.
Okay.
Everybody can play along in this movie. Everybody gets to play along in this movie.
Pardon the pun with playing along. Next clip.
It's not my fault you wouldn't play catch with your father.
One of the great character actors of our
era.
Not my fault
you wouldn't play
888-302-3684. If you don't get it by the time we have the next clue, you're going to kick yourself. Or maybe have somebody kick you because you didn't get this.
This has got to be such a gimme that everybody's going to go, oh.
Hey, is this heaven?
No.
It's Iowa.
Okay, got it. It was a great movie, by the way.
It's a great movie. One of the great movies of all time.
Okay, that's it. 888-302-3684. Chucker, do you have any final comments before we go to a commercial?
I do not, though. All right,
thank you.
I know the movie and I like the actor.
All right, so stand by for the movie news portion of the program coming right up from Chuck Curry's mouth to your ears in a moment here on Good Day.
So with your Shop Your Way e-coupons, and after redeeming your Shop Your Way rewards points on this purchase, your total is $12.32.
Great. Here you go. And would you please send me an e-receipt?
Sure thing. Thanks, and have a great day.
Shop Your Way rewards members earn points on all qualifying purchases and get e-coupons, private sales, and so much more. Get your free membership today at ShopYourWay.com. Subject to full program terms, available at ShopYourWay.com.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
All right, let's get at it, Chucker. What do you have in the movie news bag today?
Okay, according to the pretty reliable Deadline Hollywood Daily, producers of the Oscar telecast have asked Seth MacFarlane to come back as next year's host.
Wow.
This is somewhat surprising. MacFarlane's reportedly mulling it over, although he has two films going into production that he will direct, the Western comedy titled A Million Ways to Die and the sequel to the smash hit Ted. The ratings were good, so I guess they want to build on that.
I liked him. I thought he was good.
Yeah, it was okay.
But I don't have a problem because overall I am a fan. Advanced tracking now on Iron Man 3 up to $144 million opening weekend when that film hits theaters on May 3rd. Buzz is pretty good, especially on Ben Kingsley, who plays the villain, the Mandarin. Those who have seen it say he is an outstanding performer.
He's a pretty good villain. He's a pretty good villain.
Yeah, he's a great actor. And one bit of other news, 20th Century Fox screened a series of scenes from their movie, The Secret Life of Walter Mitty, which comes out in November. And those in attendance say the movie, what they saw was Oscar-worthy and reminded them very much of Forrest Gump.
Ben All right, Gump, Nate in Iron Range, Minnesota, what's the name of the movie?
The Jerk.
Wow.
Good guess.
Meg, what's the name of the movie?
Field of Dreams.
Yes, number one movie this week in 1989. You get it. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.